what exactly do you have to do to get a separation agreement?
Basically, it's a contract. The husband and wife have to agree. They have to agree what they're going to do with custody of the children, with support, with dividing their assets and their debt.
And I think that's a big point. It's just that it's an agreement. I can't tell you how many clients come into my office and say, I want a separation agreement. And you know, the point is they can try and get a separation agreement as long as their spouse is willing to sign off and agree. It's not something that you can just demand and get. It has to be a meeting of the minds, and it has to be an agreement.
Correct.
Barb, isn't that one of the ways to get around the no fault is to do a separation agreement?
It is, and Greg just made a very good point, because that's where you look to motivation. If I really want a separation agreement and I don't have grounds to sue my husband for divorce in New York, I'm going to be more motivated in perhaps relinquishing more than I might otherwise in order to get his cooperation to sign an agreement. It's like buying a car. If you want it bad enough, you're going to walk out of the dealership with that car, even if the price is a little high.
So what's the difference between a separation agreement and a divorce? I feel like they're the same thing.
Well, a separation agreement is a contract, and after 1 year, if the couple has not reunited the marriage, either one of them can then petition the court for a divorce. And now we don't have to deal with, did somebody cheat on somebody or act cruelly to them or beat them? You're entitled to a divorce. So as Matt accurately said, it's the closest thing to no fault that New York has.
So once you sign a separation agreement, can you start dating other people?
You can. There's actually a clause in most of our agreements that free up the parties to do that. Now there can't be a charge for adultery.